Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking about religious persecution that's happening around the world and how there's hope again, how the Ministerial Alliance for Religious Freedom has met for the first time in America under the leadership of Secretary of State Mike
Pompeo
and Vice President Mike Pence under the direction of President Donald Trump.
That's right.
And it's amazing how things are just turning around. And you got to hear, tell us what the Vice President...
Well, the Vice President is getting ready to share how important religious freedom is. He's saying that...
He's a Christian himself.
He's a Christian. He's saying that 83% of the world's population today tragically lives in nations where either religious freedom is threatened and even banned. And he's going to share how important it is for America actually to lead the way.
I want to say something before we go. You know, you might not know, Mike Pence was the former governor of Indiana. But prior to
and
that,
congressman.
I want to tell you his story. He ran for office and he didn't make it. He didn't give up. He started a radio program. And he started talking about, you know, that in life, and he was for, you know, life in regards to stop abortion and begin to bring life into the babies. And all of a sudden, you know, he runs for Congress, he runs for governor, and he makes it. But who ever thought that the Lord would reach down and snatch him up and bring him to be the Vice President of the United States? And guess what? One of the number one issues is with Vice President Mike Pence is life, not just for the child in the womb, but for the man and the woman that's in the middle of great persecution. He is for life. And guess who else is for life? God is for life. He's the creator of life. I'm sorry, John, go ahead and talk about
it. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Actually, let's go straight to Vice President Mike Pence right now.
Thank you, Secretary Pompeo. To the Secretary, to Ambassador Brownback, to Administrator Green, Director Mulvaney, to the representatives of more than 80 nations gathered here, and especially to the survivors of religious persecution, who honor us by their presence here today. It is my great honor to address this first ever and first annual ministerial to advance religious freedom. And I bring greetings from a champion of religious freedom at home and abroad. I bring greetings this morning and gratitude for all the efforts represented here from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. As President Trump has said on many occasions, the United States of America is a nation of faith, and religious freedom is a top priority of this administration. Since the earliest days of our nation, America has stood for religious freedom. Our earliest settlers left their homes to set sail for a new world where they could practice their faith without fear of persecution. Our forebears carved protections for religion into the founding charters and their early laws. And after this great nation secured our independence, the American founders enshrined religious freedom as the first freedom in the Constitution of the United States. And America has always and will always lead the world by our example. As our first president, George Washington, wrote in his famous letter to the Hebrew congregation in Newport, he said, and I quote, "The United States of America has given to mankind a policy worthy of imitation. For here, as he said, to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance. We require only that they who live under our protection should demean themselves as good citizens." And in the long history of this nation, religious freedom has been our first freedom. But as our founders knew, this precious liberty is endowed not by government, but by our Creator. And we believe that it belongs not just to the American people, but to all people so endowed. The right to believe or not believe is the most fundamental of freedoms. When religious liberty is denied or destroyed, we know that other freedoms, freedom of speech, of press, assembly, and even democratic institutions themselves are imperiled. That's why the United States of America stands for religious freedom yesterday, today, and always. We do this because it is right. But we also do this because religious freedom is in the interest of the peace and security of the world. Those nations that reject religious freedom breed radicalism and resentment in their citizens. They sow the seeds of violence within their borders, violence that often spills over into their neighbors and across the world. And as history has shown too many times, those who deny religious freedom for their own people have no qualms trampling upon the rights of other people, undermining security and peace across the wider world. Let me single out a few great American leaders today for their efforts to advance religious liberty around the world. First and foremost, let me invite you to thank the United States Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for bringing together this historic ministerium. By bringing together 80 nations, the Secretary of State put feet on President Trump's ambition to make religious liberty a priority of the United States on the world stage. Mr. Secretary, we are grateful. I also want to mention the extraordinary efforts and travels of the United States Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, a lifelong champion of religious liberty, Sam Brownback. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. As the Secretary and Ambassador Brownback know, while the discussions that have taken place this week are promising, we have much work to do. For today, tragically, a stunning 83% of the world's population live in nations where religious freedom is either threatened or even banned. The victims of religious persecution face economic sanctions. They're often arrested and imprisoned. They're the target of mob violence and state-sanctioned terror. And all too often, those whose beliefs run counter to their rulers face not just persecution, but death. The list of religious freedom violators is long. Their crimes and oppressions span the width of our world. Here in our hemisphere, in Nicaragua, the government of Daniel Ortega is virtually waging war on the Catholic Church. For months, Nicaragua's bishops have sought to broker a national dialogue following pro-democracy protests that swept through the country earlier this year. But government-backed mobs armed with machetes and even heavy weapons have attacked parishes and church properties, and bishops and priests have been physically assaulted by the police. We're joined today by Father Raul Zamora, who shepherds a flock at Divine Mercy Church and is a hero of the faith. Last week, the Ortega government laid siege to his church after more than 200 students sought shelter there, and two students lost their lives. They joined the more than 350 courageous Nicaraguans who have died in the cause of freedom this year alone. Let me say to you, Father, our prayers are with you, and the people of America stand with you for freedom of religion and freedom in Nicaragua.
Isn't that powerful? You've been with us over the years that we've been broadcasting. This is a huge answer to prayer. Our vice president, under the direction of the president of the United States, as who the South Korean prime minister introduced as the leader of the world because it's the strongest economy, is saying, we don't want religious persecution in the world. If you've been praying that that would stop, the persecution would stop, this is an answer to your prayers. That's why it's so important to maintain this kind of leadership over America and over countries, your countries. And the fact is, like, if we actually allow other people to worship freely, they'll allow you to worship freely. So you know what? It's the goal is this. If you believe that your God is Jehovah and that his son is Jesus Christ and he truly is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it don't matter what other people are doing because your God is powerful. Mm. Your God is loving. Your God is kind. You don't have to worry about being outdone by somebody who's religious. but they don't know God yet through his son. So it's not about being intimidated like that. It's about saying, you know what? Just go freely. You preach your gospel, I'll preach mine, and we'll see you on top of Mount Moriah.
That's right.
Who calls the fire down, right? And God will bear witness by his spirit, you know, that he is the Lord. But listen, we want to hear your comments. You know, comment below. We love to hear your comments, or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But we have so much more. Just a moment. This is so important. These are days to celebrate. Listen, we got to celebrate the fact as Christians, you know, and as anybody who wants to worship freely without the government oppressing you, they have an alliance to what? A ministerial?
An alliance to advance
religious freedom. And I want to remind you, the very constitution of what we're made up of and what determines what we can do or what we can't do in our country is the Constitution. And the very first amendment, the very first thing our founding fathers wrote about was about religious freedom. Let me read it to you right here. John, you can read it right there.
Congress shall make no law.
Which is Washington, D.C. So
that's
Washington,
right.
D.C. shall make no law. Okay.
Respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Come back to me for a moment. Look at this. That means Washington has nothing to say about how you worship, but they have a responsibility to protect the fact that you can, that you have that freedom to do it. This is very important.
It's very important.
Okay.
Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
This is important because in Houston, the mayor, she subpoenaed all the pastor's
sermons.
And this Constitution says you can't do that. They can say what... People could say the stupidest thing in the world, and it's protected under our Constitution.
That's right.
Definitely, you can preach the gospel because that's religious freedom. And so that was an interference with religious freedom in the big, huge state or city of Houston, the state of Texas,
that's right?
Okay.
Or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That peaceably to assemble means we can gather together as a church.
Yes.
And we're okay within the confines of the law.
Think about this. You can gather together in a coffee shop
and
talk about Jesus. You can gather together in a library and talk quietly about Jesus. You can gather together in your stucco building or your shopping center building or the shopping mall or your house where people try to tell you you can't gather your own home. That happened in California where they tried to rule out the law, make it illegal to gather a church gathering in a home.
In a house.
Man. In a house.
In your own house. Did you put a mortgage on?
Yes, yes. In Russia, the law states very specifically that you can't evangelize people and bring it in. We don't want that. In America, we have the First Amendment to the Constitution. And now we have somebody, a president and a vice president and a secretary of state who travels the world to protect religious freedom. This is a huge answer to prayer. What are your thoughts? We want to hear your thoughts. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is a time to thank God. You know, one thing he says in the book of in Romans chapter 1, I got to go. He says they were not grateful for what God did. We got to be grateful. This is huge what God has done for us. And we have to use this window of opportunity to tell everybody we can about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you right now for our viewers. I pray that you would just bless them right there in their home. The one that's sitting there watching on their phone right now, Father God, they're in tears, God, and they don't know what to do, that you would meet them right there where they are, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, for families that they'd be blessed. I pray for ministers that are getting confidence in the persecuted church to be saved and protected. And God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion.
Yes, Lord.
Send revival.
Yes.
Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.